Hey everybody, it's Mr. Smedberg and a bunch of other people here from Olympus High School. It is the 14th of October, and with us today is...
Laura.
Haley.
Constance.
Chris.
Mariah.
Asher.
You're Mariah again, though?
Mariah.
Or Milai.
Milai. Okay. Just make the name.
That kid.
That kid.
So we just got out of... Well, they just got out of a pep assembly.
I didn't.
Who went to the pep assembly?
I did.
The three of us.
I didn't.
Okay, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 of you here. How many of you went?
4 out of 6.
4? Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So who's going to the football game?
I am not.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's the big rival game.
It's a
game.
Skyline game.
Oh.
It's really
cool. Who are they playing?
Skyline.
Yep.
I still don't
battle
care.
For the Rock.
The Battle for the Rock.
Yo, yeah.
I would go if
Ooh,
I wasn't.
So I heard
rock.
A rumor. I heard a rumor that the Rock is actually a football underneath all the paint.
I don't.
I remember this conversation we had last week.
Rumors.
Pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, you don't spread rumors.
No,
you,
I
you spread
rumors.
You'll start them.
Yeah,
Ooh,
Sarah
wait.
Will start them.
Yeah, Sarah.
Can I end them?
Yeah, Sarah. Did
so,
not
have you been to the Battle of the Rock? Of the Rock? For the Rock?
Something fun like
I've
that.
I've never been to one of them.
I've been
well,
to
where do
once.
They give the rock? Do they bring the rock to the game, like set in the middle of the field or something? And
I think they put it
no
on
idea.
Display.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we usually, it's just on display in the hallway.
Maybe that's...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No. Walk around. Don't trip. Jump the rock.
Jump the rock.
Well,
so
cool. I actually walked out on the football field this morning.
That's cool.
That was really cool.
There's actually a pathway there?
Yeah.
I followed the principal. I had to talk to him about something.
No.
I guess that's you.
Well,
that's the football field.
Well, I just see it's construction. I didn't know you could actually walk up to
yeah.
the football
field.
Yeah.
You get there
yeah.
from,
yeah.
like, the parking lot.
Yeah. I see. Okay.
Yep. Every time I come out of the choir building the wrong way and I get locked out, I have to, like, jump the fence, so.
You might not want to say that here. Well, they don't know who it was.
Well, that what,
not that
what,
anybody
what
actually
am I
listens.
Supposed to do? But I locked myself out.
So we're walking out the field, and
yeah, not that anyone actually
was. All three administrators out there, and I just said, "So was Skyline over here the other day?" It's like, "Yep." So apparently they put something on the field for the football team, left
Great.
Them a present of sorts.
Oh, I did see that.
What?
Oh, they painted like Skyline rules on the football field or something.
With what?
It's
with
new
like
too.
I heard once that they actually
that
like
wasn't that last
they
year
dug
or
it out
is it
like
year
and
too?
Put cement in.
I do not know what they did this year. I think I saw a little ghosty looking thing like they left a Titan. I don't know what it was.
I heard that once
more
they
like
a
Halloween prank than anything.
Yeah, but I heard that they once like dug out like a giant S in the field and they filled it with concrete. But the team was made to clean it up later.
Somebody,
so.
We were talking about concrete earlier over, is it net 39th and Highland? Is that where it is?
Maybe.
Nielsen's?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that place.
All right, never mind.
I like
concrete, you know the shakes?
That's
yes.
So
cool. Oh, those.
Like
what?
Those.
All right, never
they're
mind.
Milkshakes.
They have the best ice cream in Nielsen's.
Don't know.
So good.
Don't
okay.
care.
All right, so yeah, I guess they filled it with concrete. Okay.
Okay.
I haven't heard. I'm sorry. Didn't
rumors.
Never heard that one. Rumors.
No, they did. They really did.
Yeah, I believe it.
With concrete, really?
With concrete, yeah. They dug a S out and put concrete in there.
How did they like, get away with that? Because, you know, it would take a long time.
No, but they had to clean it up later.
I know.
Can imagine
so
cleaning
good.
That up.
Well, I mean, it was kind of like obvious they would have done it, but like, just nobody like stopped them.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. one of my mottos meant, you know, when you do something stupid, be smart about it. You know, it's good rivalries are fun. But yeah, if you're going to do something stupid, you know, you don't want to trash the field.
Yeah.
Maybe you have toilet paper, so you just got to clean it up. But you don't want to ruin it, you know. I mean, that's bad karma.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, like spray paint, that's bad, I think. But, you know, posters between the field goals or something, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something easy, I don't know.
Something that's
you
not
know,
permanent.
The old dog, you know, whatever on the field. I mean, that's, at least you can clean that up, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't know. Great, so who's going? Three, four of you.
Three, four.
To the assembly. Who's going to the game tonight?
Us three.
Who's playing? All right, none of us.
Forgot we're the intellectuals.
No, that's Ryan.
What?
Well, good. Yay, go Titans.
Yeah.
So who's going to the play? I guess we have a play tonight, too.
Tonight. When are we going?
We're going tomorrow night.
But it is tonight, too.
Yeah. It's like from now to the next week.
Right. Yeah. I might go next day. Depends what goes on. Next week on Wednesday.
It's going on.
Depends on how much.
Yeah.
How much is it? Like $5
for a ticket? $9 at the door.
But how much before the door?
Yeah, you know, like before you walk in, like 10 steps earlier.
If you buy it online, it's like $8.
But it's too late for that, isn't it?
Oh, $8? Sorry, I'm poor right now, so.
Yeah.
I'm poor.
Well, we're going tomorrow night. But and I have some horrible news.
Huh.
We're going to play tomorrow night, and a friend of mine just called me and said, "Hey, kid, what are you doing tomorrow night?" He's going to the Warren Miller movie.
What's that?
The ski movie.
We're all like,
you know, have you ever skied? No.
Nope.
I've done it once.
Yeah.
I'm not a skier.
Doesn't mean I watch movies.
Okay, fine. Never mind. But I said, no, I'm going to a play.
Hey, they work hard.
Wonderful, I know, but that's great. I don't want to go play. But if I have a choice, I'd rather go to the play. No, the play's been great. But, you know, the Warren Miller movies aren't. They're different events.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you don't care. Anyway.
Okay.
It's not entirely accurate.
All right, so here's my other thing about it. You know, the new iPhone came out this week.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody care?
No.
The only reason I care is because
isn't
there's
just,
people
like,
that
in
actually
different colors?
Camp out to go buy them.
Are you kidding
what?
Me? Why would you camp out?
I think
out?
It's ridiculous.
I see video games, I can see. I'm just kidding. I've never done it, but my family does.
I like my bed to sleep in.
Yeah.
I don't want to sleep out on a concrete sidewalk if I have the choice.
I mean, like,
you have back problems.
I don't think
sounds
they
nice.
Sleep.
I've never camped
on
out
okay.
concrete.
No, really. Sleeping on a flat surface.
Well, I had some ice cream today. It was down 39th in Milan.
I love that place.
That's
smart. Deja vu.
Whoa.
Anytime you say concrete, man, I'm going to Nielsen's, just so you know.
Sidewalk.
All right, so I have another question for you guys, and what do you think about this? Because I know Apple stuff, you know, iPhone kind of thing. As you know, the teachers got iPads.
Yep.
They're getting iPads, many of them. And as a school, we're looking at purchasing iPads for students. So this is to think about. Not necessarily talking about now, so maybe next week, is I need to know some apps that you guys want to use.
Kindle.
For your classes.
Kindle.
Yeah.
Is there
a Kindle app?
Kindle is like a electronic book.
But
isn't that short
we can talk about these different apps later, so I want you to come up with different, you know, I don't necessarily want what you think about them for now, and maybe next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks we'll talk about, because I think next week, you know, we got
next
a Halloween
week.
Thing coming up here.
Anyway,
so think of some apps that you guys can use, or that you want your teachers to use.
Okay,
you know that means. We are going to get a laptop cart, iPad cart for teachers to check out for the students to use.
That's cool.
And I will emphasize, like, you know, they're for school and not what games, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not doing any game stuff. Anyway, something to think about. Because, you know, I try to push this out to you guys. You know, these are for you. What do you want to use them? Or do you know of any good apps that you use could use for school?
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. We'll talk about it later. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
At a later date.
Later.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So, Mila, what's to say about right? What's to say?
Yeah. Writer's Guild.
Writer's Guild.
You know, for
like
Writer's Guild, that's awfully messy.
Hey. Is this a grammar thing?
Grammar?
No, it's
grammar.
Just a handwriting thing.
Handwriting thing.
How do you know that my handwriting is a lot better than a lot of other guys?
I would agree.
Prove it.
Yeah. Oh, so Writer's Guild had like their first prelim meeting for yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're having an official meeting 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday.
And I'm trying to figure out what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
Anyway.
Okay. But yeah, so look forward to Writer's Guild.
There'll be posters everywhere in a few weeks.
What do you do in Writer's Guild?
You submit stories that you personally have written.
Or poems.
Or screenplays.
Or academic writing.
Yeah, or any sort of writing that you think that it you want
that
to share.
You need critique, or yeah. You just want to share, or you want ideas.
Yeah.
That's, like, writer skills is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, like instead of handing something to your English teacher saying, how is it? You can actually hand it to, like, a group of people who are interested in that area of critiquing and giving you ideas and feedback.
Yeah.
Cool. I am so impressed and so happy you guys didn't say, we just write. You're the obvious question. The obvious, what is writer's guild? That's what we consider our own write. Thank you for a very good answer.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Next thing is, it's warming up. After
wasn't
that.
Wasn't it snowing last time we were here?
Yeah.
Now it's like.
Oh, it's beautiful 80. Out there.
Now there's no snow.
There's just not even a cloud in the sky for much I can see.
So yeah, my question is how long is this going to last?
This probably week. It.
Yeah.
This week. Yeah. Okay.
Next week.
I give it 7 days. 6 days.
6 days.
6 days.
7 days. All right.
Maybe.
It changes to six.
Just do that. Great. Warm weather. Thanks, Mila, for that wonderful topic of conversation.
No, I just, I'm curious.
Let's talk about the weather.
How's the weather?
The
weather, like, reminds, like, can be spiritual or metaphorical.
Well, you're
or,
actually
like,
talking
life,
today. That's why we like the weather.
Okay, I will
compare. That's right, last week when it was snowing, it was about up.
He's like,
hey, yesterday I got home. Like right after the meeting, and then I fell asleep for 4 hours, then woke up and played around for 4 hours up till 2, and then fell asleep again, and then woke up and then went to school. So I'm having an interesting day.
That was a Friday.
No.
On Friday.
No, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Thursday.
Friday
was miserable.
Oh, okay. I've been talking about the last podcast.
So did you write any scary stories at that time while you were out?
I worked on that scary story of mine.
Do you have it?
You're going to bring it, share it with us?
Eventually.
Or do you have to wait till Writer's Guild?
I'll probably pop it up in Writer's Guild.
We should do that in Writer's Guild where you guys can actually, you know, read your stories.
Huh? Might be a good idea.
I like that.
Maybe as a separate radio, though.
That could be done.
Okay.
Sweet.
So.
Yeah.
Just have, like, record.
I think that will
session.
Excite many club members.
It could.
I can tell you right now, it doesn't matter what time or how much sleep you've got, still, it's
anything
haunting.
You write is
like,
scary.
Like, if you're writing something scary, you're like, I think I want to go to sleep now,
or
start listening to music. Really, it's,
yeah. Music is the perfect remedy for scary stories.
Especially when you're writing them yourself.
Yes.
I mean, it engages you, like, how do I make this creepy? And you think things that scare you, and then you stop writing and then you're like, it's scary. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope that made sense to somebody. Because I was kind of scared while you were talking about it.
Right.
So, alright, next week.
What's going on next week?
Does anything happen this weekend?
What happened this week?
Then we go to homecoming. How was homecoming? Did you ever get a ride?
What do you mean?
Should we replay last week's event? Last week's episode where you guys were talking about the ride. Somebody was, how are you getting there?
Oh, I went by bus.
Did the bus to homecoming?
Yeah. Got a ride back with my...
Was anybody here last week you're talking about?
Yeah.
Homecoming
Yeah.
So we needed a ride. Okay. No events? No, it all worked out.
I went to homecoming, yeah. It was fun.
I did not.
All right, sorry. Didn't bring me to bring up the high school dance.
Sorry.
That shut everybody up.
Yeah, not...
I mean, some people had
fun,
and some people just didn't dance.
Oh, anyways. I see why it's going. You had so much fun, we can't talk about it.
Definitely.
Okay, so next week.
Next week.
Short week. What was it called for? It's like UEA week.
Yeah, UEA.
Do you guys remember UEA week?
Fall break.
It is now officially supposed to be called fall break.
Oh, okay.
That's
why
what that says.
What is
UEA?
Is
that in October? So what's
are
the
you
thing
familiar
in
with
November?
The phrase of roll down your window?
No.
Wait, what?
Totally irrelevant, I realize, but, you know, what does that mean? Who rolls down a window anymore? Just push a button.
I used to.
But you can't say, hey, push down your window. So we still say roll down your window.
Oh,
well, we still say UEA. UEA used to be Utah Education Association. There was this big conference. For all teachers and stuff. So it was UEA weekend.
That's fall break.
They're not doing that anymore. It's this whole union thing, and now it's going to be called fall break.
Right.
Do they have fall break in other states then?
Because yes. They never had well, I know it depends on the school.
States with the fall.
Yeah, it's like winter break. You know.
Just kidding.
Yeah. You know how long is it? Well, they're different. Mm. My nieces go to school in Florida, and they get a week long break in the spring. They get longer breaks here and there. Mm-hmm. But their schools are conditioned. Part of our excuses here is like they don't like doing long breaks because it puts you in school later into June.
Oh, yeah.
And then mm-hmm. you just complain because you're too hot and it's school's too late. And they, okay, and they shorten it up, taking out breaks. Anyway, long explanation. That doesn't matter. What are you doing?
Huh?
Anybody doing anything fun?
Anime Bonsai.
Oh, yeah.
Or UEA?
No, not UEA.
I'm going to Colorado.
No, so yeah. That week, just, you know, there's a convention.
Yeah. Oh, there's a convention that we can have?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why we can't have our education convention, because there's an Anime Bonsai.
Anime Bonsai.
Yeah, that's a lot of people here.
Do explain.
Go, but.
Oh, it's an anime convention where you can, there's a bunch of artists that submit their work, and like they can be showed up
most
in an art show.
They just sell their work.
Yeah, aren't there's just trees?
Jeez, what?
No.
Aren't they just those little
trees? Oh, no, these are...
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, they're, like, it's like an anime. It's just an anime convention where it's anime. Yeah, people dress up. There's events going on in the main hallway, in the main auditorium, where it's like people come and sing, or there's like a... last year they had like a short movie contest.
Of anime.
Of anime, yeah. And it was funny, and I liked it. I enjoyed that a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just a reminder, there's also a LAN party Wednesday. Wednesday.
GTI?
Yeah, GTI.
Oh, GTI LAN party Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sweet.
If people listen to this, then they can hear about that LAN party and go, but I doubt that, so.
Yeah, nobody listens.
Do you really
to
need to go to a LAN party?
Yes, you do. I don't, but yes, you do.
What is a LAN party?
What is a LAN party?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do explain.
A LAN party network. Is generally when you have a group of computers all in one place, and you have people, they're all connected up, and you have people playing usually over LAN, which just
local
pretty much
area
means,
network.
Yeah, but they're not going to care. That just kind of means
you're
that
just playing multiplayer against each other.
Yeah,
now.
And in the same room generally, or sometimes you have teams that go against other groups that are also online, but generally it's all just a group of people playing one of three or four different games. Just depends on what's going on. They usually play different things. It's usually Mountain Dew there, pizza.
Pizza.
Wait,
they
no,
mainly consist of
not
guys.
Not,
oh, okay.
General.
So girls, it might be a good place to. No, not those kind of guys.
Unless it's my family.
For about every. Like,
unless it's my family, then like everyone, all my little cousins who are like four play games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My family's really.
Sounds
funny.
Nerdy.
Oh, those nerds.
Yeah.
Totally
nerdy.
I like
nerds. Oh, so and.
Go
then,
for it.
Other than those events. What do you do? What are you doing? So, like, what do?
What?
No,
what
that's do? What da.
What
da. What da. W-A-T-D-O.
Yeah, what do?
What do?
What do that week?
What do? Well, what do that week?
What does that even mean?
You
what?
Said you're going to Colorado?
What do?
Yeah.
We're at?
I don't know.
They're on a big place.
It's actually a
this is my mom. Oh, by the way, we're going to Colorado. Okay, like a few years ago.
Keep going.
A few years ago. Just like... The day of, my mom informed us that we were going to Colorado. I had no idea before, and we went that day.
Oh,
so that's why I don't know where in Colorado I'm going.
Did you see that video of the little girl who, like her mom tells her that she's going to Disneyland for her birthday?
Yeah.
And she, like, gets so excited, she, like, starts crying, and she's like, yeah, it was really funny.
That was
funny.
The viral
so
video.
Cute.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
see that.
That was
like,
so
are
cute.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Little girl going to YouTube.
Disneyland.
Little girl.
Birthday YouTube. Present.
Sky for life.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what it's called.
Oh, yeah, just a comment since I brought it up. Anyone have any, like, secret alphabets? Like, they're just made up for no reason? Or
no,
just,
but
like,
I use secret alphabets for mothers.
So, like, only
didn't
the,
you
only
see
we
were
nerds?
Spelling to each other?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's sign language. That's not really a
it's
secret
a
alphabet.
Secret. Yeah.
That's just American Sign Language.
Okay, yeah, that's not secret.
How long have you used it? Like,
Yeah, we write in Greek. Oh. No. that's scary.
I usually write in dragon runes.
Because I knew it. And
you
I
didn't teach
her.
Me.
Yeah, I did in seminary.
You,
remember
you
that?
You brushed up on that. You helped me improve it.
Okay.
I didn't know it, though. I knew the basics.
So, you use dragon now.
Yeah,
and
dragon
how old?
How old?
Like, what grade did you start using?
Around fourth grade.
Ooh. Dragon what?
Dragonology. I use their alphabet, and there's two different ones, and I.
But okay, but hang on, back up. It's dragonology. You've been using it since you're in fourth grade.
Yes.
I don't think that's a secret.
It's not a secret.
No. Wait, what
okay,
is? Because
that's what
but,
you said. Then we're using secret
but,
languages.
Oh yeah,
well, I write.
I know, but it's like. Yeah, but nobody knows it.
Well, yeah.
Wait, define secret.
How do you communicate with somebody? Yeah.
Does secret mean like I made it up in English class because I was really bored?
I made up a new
maybe.
Language that I can talk to absolutely nobody.
Well, I made my own alphabet.
How about binary?
Sixth grade. Yeah. It was actually really easy.
We always put birthday candles in binary.
There's tricks you can do.
Well, sure.
We always
but if nobody else knows those tricks, you can't really communicate with them. But that was
true.
My
yeah.
point.
Yeah. You know how to read binary?
But the dragon language might be
no,
funny.
But
was fine. I found another person in junior high.
Other dragons?
No, I haven't actually found any yet.
I do have one. Where
I found a few.
Use.
I found
yes.
two or three.
Oh, cool. How about you, Asher?
For
binary?
What about binary?
What have we been talking about? I mean...
We're talking about how
okay,
I know
so
binary.
We're talking about secret languages?
Do you
zero,
use
one.
Binary
zero,
count
zero,
as secret
one,
languages?
Zero.
I can count in binary. I can't, don't really speak
I can't see, ready?
You can't
zero,
speak binary.
One.
Yay! I'm on our one. Wait, say that again.
Zero,
say
one.
I want to eventually learn.
Zero, one,
lay it.
Ten.
Lauren.
Right.
What?
Binary.
Binary. Isn't one,
yeah,
one, two?
I was just see what number he said. He just said one.
Isn't
it
one,
zero,
one,
zero,
two?
Zero,
one.
Zero, one. That's just one.
Yeah.
But, Laura, isn't
one,
one and
is
one, two, or is that three?
That's no, it's two.
Two, alright. That's what
one
I thought.
One is one.
Really?
One, oh, is two. One,
yeah.
One is three.
Three, yeah.
100 is 4. 1
Don't get this. 1
101
is 5.
1 10
is 6. I can't
do that from
memory.
So next week, we're going to just talk in binary code.
Yeah, no, okay. My older brother is such a nerd.
And we should just talk in Klingon.
He can count on
something
yeah.
he can understand.
Yeah.
He can talk. He can count on speakers in binary.
Oh,
gosh.
Really? It's from Star Trek. No, I know it's from Star Trek. I just don't know.
Did
words
you see the sign over my door?
No.
Did you tell me about the sign?
What sign?
The
what
one
sign?
About. What's it say?
Oh, the one about.
Use the forest, Harry.
Oh, that's a troll. That's a troll. That's a troll picture right there.
What does it say?
It's got.
It says use the forest,
Jean-Luc
Harry.
Jean-Luc Picard, you know, Captain.
Yeah.
Whoever.
I'm watching that lately.
It's just a picture of him, but the quote says, "Use the forest, Harry."
Under
yeah.
it says.
And
Gandalf.
Under it says Gandalf.
Classic troll
pick. Yay!
That was going around Facebook today, and the caption was one way to piss off a lot of science fiction people, all in one quote. You know?
Yay! I love
use the force, Harry.
Yay!
Funny.
It's actually writing a short story about like one of those like things. Where, see, what was it? Was my sister came up with it, but she said I could write a story about it. It was Spock went to Mount Doom to destroy their lightsaber, but then the Dementors came and captured him and put him in Azkaban, where Superman came and rescued him.
There
you go.
Superman.
Yep.
Azkaban
it was
sounds
amazing.
Like Alcatraz.
Made me laugh forever.
Yeah, like the same kind of stuff. You're mixing up your genres. Mixing up the same genres, mixing up your books, your stories.
Yeah.
Azkaban.
What?
It's like shaped like a triangle.
We're out of topics.
Yeah. Alcatraz!
So, Mila, I brought something I want to give this to you.
What is it?
Really?
Wait, what does it
really?
Say?
Mine?
What does
it says
someone, don't someone panic.
Is. It says don't panic.
Hey.
What is it?
And it's a, what's it called?
Well,
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, and it's got a guy with a towel.
Don't panic.
If you get that
out.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
panic.
Do you know what that means?
Not exactly.
Do you know what the towel is? the towel is.
I can't remember because
the towel has been
I've
considered the most useful tool in the galaxy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
He was,
I get it.
It's a different story from a different episode talking about the Hitchhiker's Guide, and it's just
it's a good book.
It's amazing. Wow.
I love the sequel.
I don't think I was there that day.
Well, there's six, six or five books.
Five or six.
Oh, man. Trilogy. I forgot.
You forgot.
My scar. I left it in calculus. Oh,
yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, I tried to tell you that while you were leaving, and then you just left.
Did you just leave it there, or did you,
yes,
like... Yes, I just left it. Give it to Martin the whole... He's just like, oh, he forgot it. Let's go.
Off we go.
No. I like that scar.
No, I picked it up, and I burned it.
Is that what that was? I saw a little poof.
That was me. Oh. There it goes.
Anyways, he's pouting on the table now.
Yay.
All right, well, are we done, or we got anything else to wrap up?
No, we got more stuff to
talk about. Mila wants to sit here for the last 4 minutes. Just got to milk it till the end, man.
Well,
all right, well, I have a question for then, Mila. Are you ready?
Fine.
If you could choose your last meal, what would it be?
Oh, I had one.
You had your last meal.
No, no, no.
Are you hungry now?
I just can't remember it.
Must have been delicious.
I know.
White truffles.
Why?
Sauteed and then put on Kobe beef.
Mmm.
Wow.
I'm not talking about the chocolate truffles, are we?
All right, keep going.
No, no, no. You don't.
Another question?
No,
you got a last meal.
Truffles are
There's two types right now. But mine would be white chocolate ice cream.
Okay, this is meal, not like single serving.
White chocolate.
I'm having
like
courses.
Pizza.
I'm going to die of eating.
The most
my last meal
that they ever have had
is
like
burger
at the
pizza factory.
Just if you have enough of it, it can be a meal. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be gross, though.
What's your last meal?
Well, you're going to die anyway, so.
I don't know. It'd be like lots of courses. And it'd be like a lot of homemade
courses. Got it.
Yeah, and it'd be like a lot of homemade stuff. It has to all be like homemade, and anything that's really good. I mean, it doesn't matter like what it is, as long as it's like good. But probably like a steak dinner or something like that. Yeah, steak sounds good.
Great.
Oh, come on, just normal steak.
That's stupid. No, I'm just kidding.
Steak with sauteed mushrooms and onions.
Yeah.
Be good. That would
only
be good.
Mushrooms?
Cheese.
Mm. No, I said mushrooms and onions.
Mm. No, okay. I mean like normal mushrooms? That's.
Well, I haven't had like specific
poisonous mushrooms.
No, you're going to die anyway.
You won't do that. I'd be like,
all right. That's a bad way to die.
I'll eat my own poisonous mushrooms.
I think
the ones from my backyard.
Mint chocolate.
I didn't know that poisonous.
And
oh, no,
a chocolate
gonna kill you.
That
wasn't
gold leaf.
Gold
leaf thing on the top.
You had your last meal already.
Whoa! I get courses here.
Moving around the table.
Hey, if I'm gonna die, I want to make him spend as much money as possible.
Yeah, just blow it all.
Shit about.
I mean,
will.
I can tell you right now, the white truffle alone will cost maybe like $2 million, but that's it. Maybe a little over-exaggeration.
Where are you
going to
get that
money?
Are you
really? Maybe it's $1 million?
Yeah, you're going to die anyways. Why not? Right?
Maybe
if
it's a lot. Maybe a pack like that much of white truffles. That'll cost about
$2 million. Why are you wearing gloves?
Because it's cold.
Are you kidding?
They don't have fingers, though.
I just realized he's wearing gloves.
Hey, in the morning, it's actually cold. You have to get to the I have to get to the bus stop, man.
I don't get those gloves, though. Because they don't have fingers. And that's also the part of, like, that gets cold. I mean, like, this hard to get.
Asher, your last meal?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you were at all
cannibalism,
out of the question.
What?
Well, I was saying since cannibalism sounds a little out of the question.
Why not? It's your last meal.
Okay, fine. Cannibal. Okay, I'm gonna go cannibal.
Who would it be?
No, the executioner.
Okay, how about I'd probably be a cannibal. I'd probably
scoot away from
and get just a whole bunch of eggnog. And
that would be brilliant.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
And mashed potatoes.
And
lobster.
Oh my God.
And gravy.
Cream eggs.
You have to remember gravy.
So here's what you want. You're human.
Yes.
Mashed potatoes.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Eggnog. And Cadbury cream eggs.
What
should I have for dessert?
Ew.
Oh,
no.
I think I win.
And then,
I think you all lost if you just ate your last meal. But it's trying to be like, Mila already ate his last meal.
So he completely lost.
Oh, maybe if you're considering stuff like that. I mean, heck, I'd order 2 tons of C4.
If you, like, just don't eat your last meal, then
is that your last meal? I would
like
C4 for my last meal. 2 pounds and wash down the poison.
No.
We need, we need to wrap up here.
Oh,
so
you're right.
We'll meet up with everybody again, I guess, in a week.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to meet next week or not
with
fall break, but we'll find out then.
Yeah.
So then.
Three.
Bye.
Two.
Bye.
Don't panic.
Bye.